Distraught relatives gather around a passenger list at Pare Pare's port on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, anxious for news of their loved ones. Maritime and Air Force teams are continuing to search for the passengers and crew, missing after the Teratai Prima capsized early Sunday morning. In Jakarta, Transportation Minister Jusman Siafi Jamal said hopes of finding survivors are diminishing.
Because of the weather and because of the what you call the condition of the wave, it seems that maybe the chance is very little, but we hope for the best.
The Teratai Prima was 8 hours into its journey when its captain radioed a distress call, saying the ferry was being lashed by 5-metre-high waves. The captain leaped into the sea as the vessel sank around 4 in the morning. He and at least 21 other survivors were later rescued by passing fishermen. There are unconfirmed reports that more survivors were swept onto nearby islands. One man described clinging to a piece of wood with his son, who was later swept away by the waves. Minister Jamal says an investigation is underway as to why the ferry was allowed to sail, despite warnings about storms in the area.
I think the key question is that why that the meteorological department already gave the warning not to enter the to the area which still have the bad weather condition, but still the captain and also the authority in that area give the permission of the ship to go.
A port official in Pare Pare says that seas were calm when the Teratai Prima departed on Saturday evening. Ferry accidents are common in Indonesia, which is made up of more than 17,000 islands. Accidents are blamed on a combination of overcrowding and poorly maintained and aging fleets. Katie Heyman for VOA News, Jakarta.